How important was it for you to get back on the field here for the OTAs?
It was pretty important. I think my original timeline was just to be back by training camp, take it slow. But I felt really good. Last week of rehab, made a lot of progress each day, and just made the decision that I'd be able to do it today.
What gave you the green light to make you think that you could be able to come out here and give it a go?
Just eventually building up to be able to push at full speed in the rehab, doing sprints, doing stuff with weight against me, and there were no issues at all. It felt really good, so I had the confidence to just go ahead and come out.
And to go through this first day of minicamp, did it pass with flying colors as you expected, as you hoped?
Yeah, it felt great. Everything felt good. More importantly, I got to be out here with my teammates and build together as a team. Like I love doing that. I was hating being over there just prehabbing every day.
How important was that? Is there more communication needed with the owner?
Continuity, communication, all that goes a long way, especially in this offense and especially on the offensive line. So, you know, we had the whole band back today for the first time on the offensive line, and we got some good work in.
What does that feel like? I mean, you guys haven't been together for a long time, and you look around, is it something you guys notice?
Oh, yeah, it feels good. No, we know how good we are when we're all together and we're hitting on all cylinders and we're communicating and we're all focused. And we keep that mentality, keep working to get better every day, and we'll be a strong unit.
Was this something that hampered you at all during last season?
Yeah, it was really annoying. Towards the end of the season, it was bothering me. Played through it. And then after the season, it wasn't as flared up as much, so we decided to not have the surgery. And then after the first OTAs and mini camps, it started bothering me. So I was like, let's just take care of this now before it flares up again during the season. So, I mean, we cleaned it out. Now it's a non-issue, and I feel good about it.
As an Alabama guy, what do you think of Stoutland and what he's bringing to the line?
Stout's great. I love him. He's very detailed, has a lot of knowledge, a lot of tools. There's a bunch of different ways to do things, and he's ready to utilize all those methods on every play. Hey, Kurt.
As tough as last year was for you guys in the O-line, what do you think is a potential for you guys now that everyone is healthy and everyone is hopefully going to be 100%?
The potential is great for us, but we just got to keep the mentality that we're going to keep working every day, focusing on getting better, be leaders, be accountable to each other, and just keep working. It doesn't matter how good we're going to be. We're not going to think about that. Each day, take it as it comes and just keep working.